Conference is being recorded.
There we go.
Hey.
So can you guys hear those messages when it says it's about to start recording and stuff like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
We just did.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Somebody just beeped in.
Rebecca. Yep. And then, Brandy, is that you?
Yes, I'm here.
I thought someone came in after Rebecca. I guess not.
I thought so, too, but...
Okay.
So Lee is not coming. She's sick.
Right.
So we're waiting for...
Felicity and Larry, I guess, right?
Felicity and Larry, yes.
Well, we'll give them a minute. Everybody doing okay?
Yes.
Good. TJ?
Going to South Africa, so I'm very excited.
Oh, that is.
Yes.
Johannesburg or somewhere else?
Johannesburg, and I'm going to meet with... team members from Botswana.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if we're going to be going to the border or what. But my home place that I go is the University of Johannesburg. So that's exciting.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. When is that going to happen?
Late May. Don't have my tickets yet, but
oh, wow.
That's the plan.
Okay.
Maybe I should get going, huh? They want me there late spring or early summer, they say.
I see.
So.
Yeah, I think it's kind of expensive, but whatever.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, some grant is paying for it.
Good. Well, and I think it's an especially long trip.
Oh, I see.
Like maybe 2 days
or something?
Yeah, well, I think my sister and her husband went over Christmas. And
oh, really?
Yeah, and they had to, he is from South Africa. And I'm thinking they maybe flew to Paris or someplace, and then they had to fly out of there, and they missed a connection. And anyway, it's Alejandra, you're traveling. You just go with the flow.
That's right. I'll just make friends along the way.
But she did say how beautiful. My sister said it's just beautiful, beautiful.
It's the first time she's been there?
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, that's why they went. His mother is getting elderly, and so they wanted to be together. Hey, I've got an email here from Felicity.
Oh, yeah?
She was just responding to Lee, so I think Felicity is still coming. She didn't say that she wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we just still have the four of us.
Yeah, I haven't heard anyone else beep in.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we should start talking about the next conference call.
Okay.
Or maybe not, because not everybody's here, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we could get some, we could narrow down some date options, though, right?
Yes.
We can figure out. So the revisions for the poster thing are due May 1st, right?
Oh,
right.
There's someone.
Yeah, who's there?
It's Felicity.
Hi, Felicity.
Hey.
So do we want to assume that we'll finish the revisions for the poster thing today?
I think that'd be a good goal.
So we don't need to meet again before the revision is due, right? So
right.
You know, I read that whole revision thing as basically reading too much into our trying to word things to fit into that let go to grow business.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I think so, too, in our zest to make sure it got accepted.
Yeah.
We maybe did a little more than we needed to or whatever. I'm getting it open right now, and I'm willing to... you know, try and do what I did before to, as we go along, edit it, if that's what people would like.
So can someone remind me what was the what needed to be changed?
You know, it was...
they wanted... a couple of things.
Lit review?
Yeah, well, we interpreted it.
That was my interpretation of it, but that may be overkill. It said,
if you're claiming that something about some claim,
you must grow by recognizing that teacher discipline specific self-efficacy impacts student learning. We would like you to address if there is evidence to support this claim and if the presentation will address the claim. We feel the emphasis is on measuring self-efficacy without explaining why it is important to do so.
Mm.
So, I mean, it sounds like they're accepting it if we can convince them that the project is important.
Well, maybe we should start then by saying that, you know, we know of that claim in other disciplines.
That's good.
Right? And we're wondering if that's the case with
statistics.
Now, you don't just mean just saying that, but actually citing some studies from other disciplines?
Because actually we say research about teacher self-efficacy in science and mathematics education has shown that levels of self-efficacy are related to content knowledge, pedagogical content knowledge, and beliefs and attitudes regarding the content.
Is that in the abstract?
It is.
Do we have references for those?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not in the abstract, but I believe we do.
Well, I'm sure but I mean, we didn't list the references in there, right? Do we need to do that? Is that what they're asking for?
I think that would seal the deal if we could just say, you know, Smith, 1985, or whatever it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking.
And so maybe that should be the opening statement so they don't think that we're claiming something that that is not being supported by... You know, because I think they're taking that statement as if we're saying that's the truth.
Well,
I think we're saying that this other research is guiding us to believe that it's probably true in statistics too. I mean, I don't know if there's. Do we have?
Well, we have. I'm looking at the references that we have, the ones that I have put into the database. So we have a paper, 1987 paper by Bram Norwich. The title is Self-Efficacy and Mathematics Achievement, a Study of Their Relation. But that's not about teacher self-efficacy, though. That's probably about the students.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is part of the issue, right, is that we don't – a lot of the self-efficacy stuff we read, isn't this right, was about the students rather than
– Oh, for statistics, yes. Uh-huh.
So we're really coming at this from two different directions. One is
right. –
Teacher self-efficacy in math should apply to teacher self-efficacy in stats, and then student self-efficacy in stats should transfer somehow to teacher self-efficacy in stats. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Exactly. And so we can make the argument that teachers are of pre-service and even in-service teachers when they're taking professional development, they're just like students. So in that sense, they are students of statistics, but their job later on is going to be teachers. And so
we are lifelong learners.
That's right. We're putting those two together to say, you know, now there's a need of a measure that takes into consideration this population, both as teachers and as learners. And we're drawing from those two bodies of research.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think for teachers, the self-efficacy goes beyond whether you can do it, do the subject, right? It's whether you can teach it as well. So.
Ella tiene razón.
Tiene razón, como siempre.
No fair talking, so the rest of us can't understand.
I'm just saying she's right, and she said, as always.
As always.
I figured you were patting each other on the back.
We do have this finished draw paper that was self-efficacy beliefs in college statistics courses, that again was about students.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But do you think that that's what they're asking? I guess we have to get in their heads exactly what is it that...
Should we ask Jackie for a clarification? I mean, that wouldn't work with getting it done now, but...
Right.
What do you guys read into it?
I think sending her a quick email would be a pretty useful use of time. I mean, she might even reply during this hour, for all we know, because then we don't go doing far more than we need to.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem to me when I read the email that they're looking for references to support those statements. So, I mean, I think that's really the challenge, is to come up with the references. I think I'm not, and I didn't do much of really part of the literature review for the project, but I think there are also studies out there that say that there really isn't a strong positive relationship between level of self-efficacy and teaching ability. So, you know, I think if we have references that give evidence that there might be, then those should probably be put in there. But that's kind of how it struck me as what they were looking for.
Oh, great. If it's just references, I think we can give those.
I mean, I don't know if other people had different impressions, but that's how I read it.
For a reference list. I really did. I mean, so each of those claims should have a reference with it. It was my interpretation.
It's just that when you write abstracts, you don't usually do references, but that's okay.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes. I've seen it both ways.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I would do it just for a couple of critical references.
Yeah, not for everything.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got an email. I'm saying, Jackie, a quick question. Are you requesting that we include references to support the claim? Is that enough? See what she says?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And or are you asking for anything else?
Or are you asking for a restructure of the...
It's all you're asking for, to insert some references, you know, the references, the claims.
Oh, will a reference do?
Okay. I got basically that. Might not be word for word, but it's gone.
Good.
Okay. Yes, because I was looking back. I did the summary of the articles about self-efficacy, and those all pretty much have to do with students. Students, the ones, you know, Pajares and Norwich,
mm-hmm.
and those were all student-oriented. So we probably have some, but the ones we did on self-efficacy.
In statistics, right? But I think we also looked at self-efficacy for teachers of mathematics.
Well, these are self-efficacy in general. And so some of them had to do with mathematics self-efficacy and mathematics performance. But it's all about students, every single one, no matter what topic we looked at. They looked at undergraduates. They looked at children in London. They looked at high school students. We're going through here.
Mm-hmm.
Regular education students and gifted middle schoolers in algebra classes.
There are some also in statistics, right? That's my favorite one, the one that I model a little bit of, the one, what's that one?
Help us out. I don't have Alejandra's favorite article.
I have it.
Okay, good.
I have in the EndNote database one that is by Watson, that the title is Jane
Watson. Watson is on teachers.
Yeah, profiling teachers' competence and confidence to teach particular mathematics topics, the case of chance and data.
Well, assuming that Jackie's going to come through and say, yes, that's what you need to do, we might need people to volunteer to go through an article and say yay or nay.
So this was, I don't know if we remember, but a long time ago we were talking about doing three separate posters, and one of them was going to be literature, and then we abandoned that. Mm-hmm. And so, honestly, I haven't done anything with this because we didn't seem to be going anywhere with that. So, I mean, in principle, this is supposed to be what I'm supposed to be doing, right? But I haven't because we abandoned that as an idea. So I can try to get some of it done, but I don't know how much of it I can get done between now and May 1st because April is a mess. So mm-hmm. Sorry that I didn't do it. I just thought we had decided not to.
Yeah, no, I can see exactly why you would have, because that's basically what we had decided.
I found, is the Sarah Finney? Finney? Finney?
Right, Finney.
Uh-huh, Finney. It's Self-Efficacy Beliefs in College Statistics Courses.
Uh-huh. But I think that's probably going to be about college students.
Right, right. No, but I'm saying that this one in particular is on statistics.
True.
Right, this is the Finney and Shaw paper, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And is the college course that refers to a course that pre-service teachers would take?
Yes, it is. Actually, it's the intro to STAT course.
That's good.
Mhm. So that's one possibility. I don't have any reply yet from Jackie, because if she's on, she's usually pretty prompt.
Well, it is, 20 after 4
mm-hmm.
Eastern time on a Friday afternoon, so. I don't know that everybody's on right now. Should we go back to Alejandro's idea of scheduling the next meeting while we give Jackie a few more minutes?
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So although okay. We still don't know the answer to the question of whether we're going to finish these revisions today, right?
I'd say it's going to be something we can do via email.
Okay.
Oh,
what do you all think?
Yeah.
I mean, like we've done the others. I mean, we kind of went and... People are, I think that's almost easier than getting a call in between now and...
Yeah.
Exactly.
May 1st. Because people can do that when it's, you can usually respond within a 24-hour period sometime.
Right.
Or something going around, or within a couple of days at least.
Yeah.
And we can always go with something. I mean, I feel pretty certain that we're going to get accepted.
Well, and we probably don't need to come up with, if it is about coming up with references, we could probably just refer to Finney and Shaw and the Pajares one that Rebecca pointed out, and we must have stuff about teachers. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think three.
Yeah, I mean, because this is not a literature review.
Right.
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 They just want us to back up what we're saying.
Right.
And kind of, it seems like to me, we also have this one from Shaughnessy on statistics, learning, and reasoning. There are a number of different things that the way in which we set it, it may be a little more in our abstract, the way we, because we were trying to, Felicity said at the beginning, we were trying to make it so much fit with the theme that
right.
The way in which we've said things were probably kind of making it sound more than it is or something.
Right, like it came across too strong
mm-hmm.
of a
even
flame or something.
In addition to adding a reference or two, we could just add in the words, we believe.
Ah.
At the beginning of that sentence.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we believe the research about teacher self-efficacy in science and mathematics education has shown that levels of self-efficacy are related to. I think we would have said that without some evidence.
Based on the literature, we are 95% confident that.
If we went through all of this again, we'd come up with the same statement. Or something very similar.
Such a statistician.
It would contain three of the four items that are listed there. Because actually, I do think it's a consensus of what we got from all of the articles. that we were reading, or not all of them, but, you know, a number
right.
of them. So
right. It is a consequence of our readings. And
right.
Our, that now we're so convinced that,
mm-hmm.
that it's like, of course, that's what it is.
Yeah, because we have the articles on, and I don't know exactly what's in because I don't remember them per se, but the ones that are on technological, pedagogical, content knowledge, and we have two of those, and there may
mm-hmm.
be some statements in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what Jackie has to say.
Yeah.
Okay, so on to the next call.
Next call, it will be almost the end of my semester. That's exciting.
And, oh, yeah, I was thinking, oh, I was starting to get worried because I was thinking, oh, my gosh, USCOTS is usually in May, but it's not this year, it's in June.
Yes.
Why was it in May last year or last time?
I don't know. I think both times it's been in May, hasn't it?
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure why they. I think maybe they couldn't get the Blackwell.
Mm.
Yeah, I would guess it's about facilities availability.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or people
yeah.
availability.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys all have your hotel reservations? Because they're selling out real quick.
Yep.
We do, right, Rebecca?
Yes, we do.
Good.
Alejandra.
Good.
Yep.
I'm not sure I'm staying overnight, but Lee tells me I can stay with her if I am. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, how about the 8th, guys, or the 1st of May?
I can't do the 1st.
How about the 8th?
I could do the 8th.
That's fine.
That works.
Yep.
Okay, good. Good.
Do we like this time, 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock what time?
Eastern.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
So
yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
What did you say?
I had a departmental meeting, like, today, but they let me know, like, 2 days ago. So
oh.
I'm sorry I don't get to go. You know, I have a conference call.
Yeah.
Oh, so would earlier be better?
No, this is fine.
Felicity, okay?
Yep.
Randy?
Yep.
Good? Okay. Well, that was easy. Still no answer from Jackie. Just reporting what's...
Okay, so can we talk about the instrument and data collection?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is what my plan is. See, 2 weeks maybe before the semester ends for us, which that makes it like the last week of April, I would like to give the instrument to as many future middle school teachers as I can find. And I've been sort of testing out how many in each class of the classes we teach we have. But one a colleague gave me an idea that I can actually go to the administration and say, can you please pull out all these majors and pull out all those majors that have taken intro to stat course.
Uh-huh.
See if I can hunt them,
mm-hmm.
go and actually look for them and give me where they are registered in this semester and trying to get as many as I can that way. I know I can get a few, you know, with the people that I know are teaching the class right now, but I know there are many more that have taken stats, and there are in other math classes at least. And so that's my plan. So I try to get as many as I can.
I think that's a great plan because I'm probably not going to be able to get any at this late date because I won't be able to get it through my IRB.
Ah.
Now, if
yeah.
nobody minds, then I just want to ask them to do it, you know, out of the gratis. But really,
then we won't have, that won't be data we can use.
Right.
Right.
Right. We could. Yeah.
Well, do you want them to do it for your own information for teaching?
Well, I don't have those students.
Oh, right. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'd be asking, you know, if you're doing it in your own class, there's kind of a way around it, the IRB, but then you're not supposed to use it in research.
Right.
So we could get some data that we could use it to inform ourselves, but we couldn't present it.
I just had a comment about, I'm looking at Jackie's email again, and mm-hmm. I'm thinking maybe we're misinterpreting it. I'm not sure. In other words, I don't know that so much that she's wanting literature to show why it's important to look at this in stats ed with teachers, so much as maybe like a lot of people who haven't, I mean, maybe she's questioning the concept of self-efficacy in general. Like, why is it important to, why does someone's belief about what they can do, how does that, you know, how does that really affect what they actually can do? You know, how, I mean, why is that even relevant to look at in the first place? Do you think
okay.
that's what she's saying? Because that's a different, that would call for a different kind of response if that's what she's saying.
Like in Spanish, we'll say why and what for. That's always the, you say you have to address that, those two questions, why and what for. So you're thinking that she's asking more for the rationale of looking at that construct period or measuring that.
Yeah, because there's nothing in the sentence that she's quoting that is, the focus isn't, it's not what she's saying, to me, just reading it, just the surface meaning of what she's saying, it's, I don't see that she's saying, okay, you know, you've shown why it's important in math ed, now why it's important to look at it in stat ed, or, I mean, she's, it's not about math ed, stat ed, it's why is self-efficacy, how does that impact student learning in the first, I don't know, maybe I'm off base on this, I mean, what do y'all think?
I'm rereading it again, trying to pick it apart. I must grow by recognizing that teachers.
I mean, I still think we should add what we talked about anyway, but maybe we need to add something else also. Just another sentence, since we're not bound by a sentence limit anyway. Just another sentence that just sort of explain sort of why self-efficacy has been a fruitful direction in general, you know? Because some people might take the point of view that, look, all that matters is the learning, and, you know, whether you believe you can learn doesn't affect that. Some people, I'm sure, think that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And really, I think we'd be looking, because really it's that connection between the teacher's self-efficacy about their content knowledge. And I don't think do we have anything that shows?
It says, in this paper, it says, an alternative to consider factors that affect performance of a motivational perspective. Researchers in the area of self-efficacy have emphasized the importance of attending not only to performance, but also to perceived competence. This is because self-efficacy has been found to serve as a good predictor of performance, effort, persistence, perseverance in future enrollment in courses within a domain.
Where did you quote that from?
This is from the Finney.
Finney.
Yeah, right.
Finney.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it has 1, 2, 3 citations. Hackett and Betts, 1989. Pajares and Miller.
Okay.
And we read all the, or we have all those papers at least. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then they make a case for a self-efficacy task specific. Because it says, as noted above, research in the area of self-efficacy has sometimes failed to find predicted effect because of the level of
specificity
of the self-efficacy measures. And
yeah.
So then they make an argument why they have to be.
And Bandura says that too, right?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. That's a great thing to quote.
Mm-hmm.
Can you send that, the exact place it is?
It's on page 162.
162.
It's in the second page of the article. The article is in the Contemporary Education Psychology, and it starts on page 161.
Okay.
I have the reference. Do you want me to send you the reference?
I have that article, too.
Yeah, but I mean, I have it in, like, reference form.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
At the EndNote database. And
I would like you to do that. That makes it a lot easier. But we make this statement, which is the one that Jackie says. As a community, we must grow by recognizing that teacher discipline-specific self-efficacy impacts student learning. I think we should have said impacts their ability to help students learn.
Which would impact
student learning, but I don't know if we have anything that is going to show that if a teacher doesn't have self-efficacy in what they can do, it dramatically affects the student learning. Do we have anything like that? I don't think so. It's not their learning. It's not the teacher's learning we're talking about. It's the students.
Right. No, because we don't even have an instrument to measure the teachers. And so that could be our future project. Then we link this to student performance, and then we can make that statement. So you're right. So maybe that's what they're questioning. It's like, wow, you're making a huge claim here.
So I like that change. And going back to the we believe thing at the beginning of that whole sentence.
Okay.
Exactly. The believe is at the very first sentence. Uh-huh.
Okay, now when you say the very first sentence, what do you mean?
The growth, that we have to grow in.
Yeah, we believe that as a discipline.
As a community. We believe as a community.
Right. With the idea that then it's basically a hypothesis statement.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Well, we believe is different than we conjecture.
That's true.
Hi, I like that. What about that? We conjecture. Conjecture.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah, or based, you had said also based on previous studies or something like that. We conjecture. I mean, we don't conjecture. It's not a guess. It's an educated guess, right?
Yes.
So we can even say, based on previous studies, we conjecture.
Or the literature strongly suggests that.
Well, what if you did based on previous studies, parentheses, and then throw a few references in there that talk about self-efficacy, we conjecture that. So that way you're not saying that literature actually says that it's true, but for forming a conjecture, a reasonable conjecture, without going into detail on what each study actually says, unless they ask us to do that, in which case, we'd have to write out the link from, how did you get from that research to the conjecture, but it's reasonable to take, some of the self-efficacy literature, I think, and say, okay, based on previous research, parentheses, two or three studies, we conjecture that, I think that seems right. Seems like it would work.
Uh-huh. And I want to suggest Bandura, because that's a big name on self-efficacy.
Uh-huh.
I'm finding the references. I'll send them to you.
We can say Bandura, 1976. We can say Finney and Straw.
I already sent that.
2003.
One of these Picari's ones seems good, too.
And
the
which?
The one that
Hackett and Betts?
No. Yeah. What about the
Pajares?
Pajares and Miller,
1995. Pajares and Miller. Pajares has one on 1996, and Pajares and Miller is 95.
Right. Okay, Rebecca, this list is on its way to you.
Great.
Except I don't have I don't have the reference for the Bandura stuff.
Okay. I'll try and
I don't know why I don't have it. I mean, it could be that I just haven't input it yet, or it could be that I just really don't have it.
It's at the end of the references for this one. Bandura, 1997, Self-Efficacy, the Exercise of Control. Actually, it looks like it's a book, New York Freeman.
Oh, that's why. We probably didn't actually read it.
Right.
Right.
There's the...
What's the other one I'm looking for? Hackett and Betts. Okay.
Hackett and Betts.
1999.
It's Jeremy, An Exploration of Mathematics, Self-Efficacy, Mathematics Performance Correspondence.
Okay, so I'm sending in APA format to Rebecca, Hackett and Betts, Pacharis, 96, and Pacharis and Miller, 95, and I've already sent Finney and Shaw. Are those the four references that we're inputting?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, Pajares is Self-Efficacy Beliefs in Academic Settings.
You guys want me to, like, carve in everybody on this?
No, because I'll send out the – I don't think you need to. I'll send out the revised abstract, and everybody can look at it.
Okay, so you should get two emails from me, Rebecca, one that has Finney and Shaw and one that has the other three.
Okay.
And then since Alejandra has the that Finney and Shaw paper handy, she can send you the Bandura reference.
I got the Bandura one. I can because I got that Finney and Shaw, so I can do that. It's Bandura 1997, right?
Bandura, yes.
Yep. Self-Efficacy, the Exercise Control, New York,
yes.
Freeman. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I can put that one in. I'm assuming they've got it APA style. Or I'll look at what.
It's yeah.
Yeah.
And this Pajares and Miller, the title is Mathematics Self-Efficacy and Mathematics Outcomes.
Okay.
So it seems like they linked the
right.
two.
Well, I think we have plenty there to list, don't
yes,
we?
Yes.
So,
okay, great.
Yeah, basically I've got now the same first sentence. The statistical community needs to let go of the assumption that content knowledge is sufficient to be able to teach effectively. Based on previous studies, and then we're going to cite our ones, we conjecture that as a community we must grow by recognizing that teacher discipline-specific self-efficacy impacts student learning. Do we want to just leave it like that? Or do we want to put in impacts their ability to help students learn or something like that?
Wait, how does it end right now?
It ends right now, impacts student learning.
And say what you suggested instead?
It impacts their ability, meaning the teachers,
yeah,
to help students learn.
I like that better.
Do you? Their ability to help students learn?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. And maybe help isn't the right word. Their ability to
facilitate student learning.
Yeah,
to
I
facilitate.
Like that better.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's the math educator with all the key words.
Now, we have the grow part of the theme in there, but do we have a let go part also?
Yeah, the statistical community needs to let go.
Oh,
that's
right,
our
right,
first
right.
sentence, yeah. Our first sentence. Because, boy, we worked hard on that.
Yes.
We got that the last time.
Good.
I think this is going to answer the question. Don't
yeah.
you all?
Yeah.
I hope so. I mean, if it doesn't, then we really didn't
then
understand what they were saying. Which
yeah,
means.
We just listen again and we do whatever
mm-hmm.
they want.
I mean, it might be, I mean, the way the ESCOTS thing is set up, we're not guaranteed of getting any further feedback between now and May 1st, right? We've gotten our feedback once, but
right.
if we send Jackie the paragraph we have just revised now, we could even say, here's what we have. Does this, if you have time, let us know if you think this fixes it.
Right.
And that way it's sort of asked as a clarification, but if she says yes, well, then we really know we got it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think she'll do that for us. So once I get it fixed up and everybody looks at it one more time, I think it would be beneficial, and then I can send it to her.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And early in April, we pull that off, you know, because if we give her 2 days, it's different than giving her 2 weeks, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So now, Alejandra, do you think, are we going to have data? Let's talk about this presentation now that we're going to be doing.
Sure. if it's, I mean, it, the question is not if, it's how much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so the lower bound that I can, I mean, the lowest number of subjects that I can pull is probably, I'm thinking 12. That will be just one section, one group of kids in one section. That's the minimum that I can get.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to maximize that as much as I can.
I mean, I can certainly try to send it through my IRB, but I can almost guarantee that
we have exception. We have an exempt category.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does, but different institutions interpret it differently.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is that my institution, I know, will accept it.
Yeah.
Or, actually, I have done it already, so it's exempt.
Yeah, see, at Oklahoma, it probably would have taken at least a month to get through.
Oh, no, I know. My student is doing an honors thesis, and poor girl, she had to wait forever.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
she had to wait until April, I mean, until this month to get it.
Yeah. Yeah, and see, mine won't even look at it unless you have the instrument finalized and all that. I mean, it's got to be right down to the. They just they're like Gestapo. Just telling you.
Different institutions interpret the rules differently. Yep.
Yeah.
And they were actually the federal guidelines were set up specifically so the different institutions could make their own decisions.
The irony is Alejandra's place has a PhD in math education, and we don't, and yet she's got the less strict IRB.
So that's why
IRB.
We're very quiet about it, and we don't let them know that other students do things differently. So they keep it the same as it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Because when there's no harm, there's no harm, you know?
That's right.
So
that's
why
right.
why to – anyways. So.
Well, the folks here have even gotten to the point where they want a justification of why this would be valuable to
the
educational community.
Mm.
And to me, that's not their role at all. Their role is, are you going
to
hurt anybody?
Yeah,
and if you're not, it doesn't make any difference if it's going to benefit.
But the reason, the argument for that, and I'm not trying to defend them, it's just I served on the IRB at OU, and so I heard all the arguments. The argument is that some IRBs believe that their role is to protect participants' time, because misusing participants' time is actually a harm. Even if it's not like you killed them, it's their time. And so, I'm not defending them.
Right.
I actually suspect that different institutions have different levels of Gestapo-ness because they've been through different things.
Sure.
I mean, the more complaints an institution gets, the more micromanaging they become.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so if you're at an institution where people
maybe that's why we are the way that we are, because we're just starting and nobody have done any.
Yeah, 5 years from now we'll see what it is.
Exactly. So maybe they're going to start doing that. I don't know.
Well,
okay.
Also keep in mind, though, that OU has a medical college, and so it's hard to make them distinguish. I mean, they do sort of distinguish between medical research and other research, but sometimes it's hard to get them to understand that we are not poking people with needles. Right. So
we're just giving them paper cuts with the surveys.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But I'll tell you what, the worst thing I ever went through was Michigan State. And I'm sure they're not the worst that there is, but it was awful.
I went through that one.
They out to multiple reviewers.
Yes.
And
that's why my degree took forever.
Conflicting comments.
Mm.
And I was like, I don't know how to address comments that say exactly opposite things.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever you tell me to do. Like, but pick one.
Yeah. Right.
So is everybody in the same situation? Am I the only one that is going to be able to get some at this point?
I was thinking Lee had the possibility too, but I can't remember.
Yeah,
I think she went through that for her project. I think she went through the IRB.
Yeah.
For her, you know,
so
the
you
very
might email
tiny
her
thing
so that when she's feeling better, she can get back to you about that.
Okay. Great. Okay, well, I try to pull as much as I can, and then that will be our pilot data.
So So is that our topic for the May 8th conversation, is talking about the data?
By then, I should have that data.
Cool.
And actually to start assembling the poster a little bit or outlining it?
Yeah. Yeah, because we have, you know, the last paragraph says, this interactive poster will engage attendees in a dialogue about the linkages between expectations for student learning from the pre-K-12 GAZE guidelines, self-efficacy measures, and related content validity items. Do we have any of those content validity items?
Uh-huh, we do.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, they were already. We wrote a few, and we stopped so that we could focus on the other data.
Okay.
I'm not gonna pilot those.
No.
We know they're perfect.
So, but we can do the interactive. I mean, we can do the activity we're thinking about in the poster thing.
Okay.
Right. Felicity was the one.
Right.
Who was
right. I was just going to say what I was thinking of was the activity and see if people were still thinking that.
Okay, good.
Which was that we would take items from the GAZE guidelines and carry them through for the self-efficacy measure and also content validity measures and see what people's responses were. So essentially one piece of paper would have on it stuff for one GAZE item.
Ah,
that's the linkage part,
right? And which gives us a lot of feedback potentially from the people coming past.
We can say that the linkages have been validated at the U.S. COT poster session.
Validated by experts.
Exactly.
Do you think somebody could come up with a model of what you're talking about, Felicity? Would you?
I can.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Be willing to so maybe if we think we need to generate 10, other people could generate one. Because I think hearing about it and actually everybody formatting one, it would end up being different.
Right. Much as I would love to say that I can do it, I think Alejandra is the best person.
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay.
And do you want it in? Yeah, I can do it. I'll whatever. That's
yeah, because we'll probably have to work through it a little bit. So
yeah,
if you can get us a straw man to start us going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
Uh-huh.
I think that would be great.
Actually,
okay,
this is a great exercise for what's going to come next. Because it's just like, oh, well, I think this go together.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're saying is that the other people think they all link together.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I still think maybe we want to do something with our initial results in the poster too, although it doesn't say that. We're going to say, here's our instrument, and somehow we got to get that in there, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I agree.
The results from the pilot?
Pardon me?
The results that we get from?
Yes.
From the
pilot, or at least from the instrument itself. I mean, I don't know, there might be some teachers there we could have do the instrument.
Yeah, that too. Or we can say that we have already done some piloting, and here is what we have learned from there.
Right, so we've got to think about how we're doing it. When do they give us the instructions again about how much space and all that stuff we're going to have? Does anybody know?
That's a good question.
Because that's going to kind of impact what we're going to do, I think.
They don't give you any more info than you have a trifold poster to do.
Well, why don't I send email to Jackie and say, what's going to be the constraints that we're going to operate under? Because they might have changed.
Well, that's true.
Right?
Yes. I don't know if
there's... I don't think there are any more directions about just exactly what you'll get on the website. Is anybody aware of that?
Were there any for the... I think they still had the 2007 ESCOTS available on the website. Maybe that has the last thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll check with Jackie. I'm willing to do that because I'm kind of the person bound to be talking about this poster with her, you know. So... I'll check with her and find out what we've got so that next time we'll know what are our physical constraints as far
cool.
as displaying things. Okay?
Sounds good.
Great.
Okay. Well, more good for the cause. TJ, I've gotten both of your emails. Thank you very much.
Okay, pray that I get this data by
yes.
next time.
We will be.
We are 95% confident.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hunt them down.
Well, I think no matter what amount we can get, it'll get us going. Okay?
Right.
And that's what we want.
Right.
That's what we need. So
yes, and so while we're in U.S. cards, maybe we can have a plan on how to do this massive. We need, like, how many did Lee said to do a psychometric thing? 900? Hundreds, right? 200? Or
a god-awful amount is what she said.
Yes.
It
has some magical
number. Any variables
number.
We want to include, right? If we want to separate by gender, then we need that many of each gender, and if we want to,
Well, if we really want to make sure we attract a really big sample, maybe we could have a thing saying, like a sign up for a drawing at the end of Escott's or the end of the poster session, we'll give, everyone who fills it out gets entered in the drawing, and we'll have like a prize.
Oh, to do the instrument, you mean? Or to volunteer to help us collect data?
We need to go through all those IREs.
Oh, I thought we were trying to get, like, face validity from the people actually at Escott's. I thought that's what someone was saying.
We need teachers, and I don't see middle school teachers.
I know they have, like, a track where they're going to have some sessions for local high school teachers, but I don't know if it's going to be a sizable enough group.
Right.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear what Larry's saying.
But anything will help.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we can talk more about that.
Right, and I do think, though, we have to be thinking about where can we get enough data. We have to be thinking of it because we're going to have to go through some more IRBs.
But that's interesting because I have collect data for a bunch of people outside the university, and I haven't had to go through that.
It depends on the different IRBs. And so, at OU, in order for anyone else to collect data through me for their project, I had to get IRB approval. And in order for me to collect data from any other institution, I had to get IRB approval from all the other institutions. So it's institution specific.
Oh.
So it's possible that your IRB does not require IRB approval from the other institutions, in which case we can get data from other institutions that do not require IRB approval for people to collect data from their students.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is about who's accountable for it, right? This is an institution accountable for data collected from their own students?
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, well, we're not going to let the IRB get in our way, and we're just going
to
go find whoever.
If we're going to do that, we need to.
We'll just do whatever it takes.
Build in time to get IRB approvals from lots of different places.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
We're good.
We're good.
Everybody happy?
Everybody's content.
Good deal.
Not we so much, but you know.
Yeah.
So we're being recorded, right? So we should say, hi, Lee, we miss you. Hope you feel better.
Right.
Hope you feel better, Lee.
Yeah.
Yay.
Let me know if you can collect it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okie dokie. Before she gets time to listen to this. So.
Well, I'll also give it a go, Alejandra. Everybody's okay with the instrument? No other suggested changes?
I think it's good.
Because Larry had several, and I wrote
yeah.
about those, and Alejandra, you'll put those in?
Not yet, but I will.
And then you need to send it to me again.
That's right.
Yeah.
And to Lee. And
yeah, to anybody that's going to collect.
Okay.
Oh, well, and actually
hopefully
everybody.
I'll send it before, before the next call.
Yeah, well, if you don't do it before the next call, I know I can't get anybody.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Everybody
see you later.
Yep, sounds good. Take
okay.
care, everybody.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Talking to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.